not wait till they're 18.
Right.
Because when they are little, they are surrounded by people who love them.
Mm-hmm.
They are nurtured by the community around them.
Right.
But they hit 18, 19 years old, and it's the place in your life where you feel the most alone.
Right.
And if your parents divorce at that time, then you really have nobody to share that with or to... You know what I mean? You feel like your world is crumbling because you don't have as much nurturing and support as you did when you were younger.
So can I ask you a personal question, Natasha?
Sure.
And I'm sorry. So
yeah.
you're divorced.
I am divorced, yes. Okay.
Was there any point years ago before, you know, you and your ex decided to get divorced that you considered staying together for your
Yes,
partner?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be very transparent here. Nobody gets married to be divorced.
Right.
We all say I do because we don't say I don't, because we don't get in it because we want the relationship to fail. But marriages do fail. I did not want my marriage to fail. And I would have done anything to keep my marriage going, including sacrificing my happiness. Even though both of us didn't want it, or one of us didn't want it, I would have stayed in that relationship for the fact that I had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have done anything for her happiness. In hindsight, looking back,
yeah,
now,
I was going to ask you,
right,
how
now,
has that changed
looking
your
back,
perspective?
I realized that we did the best thing we possibly could for her well-being. And I've had this conversation with my 14-year-old now, and I've told her, you know, I really wanted to make our relationship work. And she turned to me at 14 and said, but why would you have done that?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, because you know what? It wouldn't have made my life any easier,
no,
Mom.
On the contrary.
I would have seen you and Dad arguing and not being happy with each other. And for you to sacrifice your happiness, or Dad to sacrifice his happiness for me,
mm-hmm,
is not the reason why you both should have been together. And I thought, this is so beyond mature.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I didn't have that mindset when I was going through it because I was heartbroken, right? But there are some, and I'm saying that I know it's going to trigger some people, there are some positive effects of divorce. Your child learns that your parents are doing whatever is best for themselves and for the children.
Right,
totally.
Right? Because a happy parent, happy child. Right?
Exactly.
And sometimes it's not that you're necessarily in a toxic relationship. You fell out of love. You choose to no longer be together. But kids feel that too. The lack of love.
Yeah.
Even in silence.
Yeah.
Even if there's no fighting and arguing, kids feel the lack of love.
I also feel if you can master co-parenting, then your child gets the best of both worlds.
Listen, my parents could not co-parent. I grew up with divorced parents. They got divorced when I was like 2 or 3 or something like that. Thank God. Thank God they got divorced, because I just didn't know anything any other way, and I could never imagine my parents together. But I think we all know people, and you can look at the people
sure,
in life right
yeah.
now, that they're probably hanging on for the kids because you're hoping maybe things will get better, or you
and
think
because that's
it's
the way
better.
We were raised too. We were raised to believe
absolutely.
That you stay together for the
yes.
kids. That was the message that was, you know, in of our generation
and
anyway.
Again, because especially it's a trait in women
yeah.
where you want to fix things
yes.
all the time. If something isn't going right in a relationship, you don't fail at it, you fix it. And sometimes just things are not meant to be.
They're not fixable.
They're not fixable.
And it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Should you hang in there for the kids? 92925. I'm curious if maybe you have.
Yeah, and it worked out for you, then great.
And maybe, because who are we? We're just saying our personal opinion and what we've lived through. But hey, has this been something in your world? 92925, let us know. Here's Luke Kalla. It's Cry Baby on the Beat Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You got some nerve, boo. Yeah.
Sometimes divorce is the answer. So there's a divorce expert that says it's better and healthier not to wait till the kids are 18, mm-hmm. have the kids have grown up to actually end the relationship and kind of move on.
Yeah.
And we're kind of in a weird way.
Well,
not celebrating divorce, but we want to know from you why divorce is maybe is the best answer mm-hmm. and the healthier thing. We all come from very different backgrounds here on the show.
Yeah.
Some from parents who are still together, mm-hmm. some who grew up in a divorce home. Some mm-hmm. of us ourselves are divorced.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just kind of, it's okay because I feel like that's a taboo thing. You can't say divorce is a good thing. Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is. And I think all children want to kind of say, oh, I'd love to see my parents stay together, right? Because they don't necessarily have the maturity to understand what's happening. But sometimes it's not a good thing in the long run. For example, this texter said that she completely agrees with the experts because she was a kid that lived in a loveless household. And she genuinely believes that her lack of knowledge and competence and how to act in a relationship comes from what I saw. She says, comes from what I saw in her parents, never hugging, never showing and saying that they loved one another.
Yeah.
And so she now herself in relationships doesn't know how to act. So she wished her parents would have mm-hmm. gotten divorced
yeah.
and been exposed to possible two loving relationships in different households.
Totally. Exactly. We got another texter that says 100% no. Kids are much more intuitive than we give them credit for. They see all the toxicity and fighting. Agreed. At one point, you just got to say what's best for my kids. But also, this is also another situation where you got to put yourself first.
Yeah.
Right.
What's best for you?
What's best for
yeah.
you and your relationship? Because the only way you can be a great parent is if you're happy
of
first.
Course.
And I think a lot of the times, like we were saying before, Claudia, like my parents were married for over 53 years. Mm-hmm. God bless wow. them mm-hmm. that they had one of those relationships where it was long. But there were sometimes I'd be like, oh my goodness. Like, you would witness certain things and you're like,
yeah.
but
why are they putting up with this?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think maybe nowadays we realize we don't have to put up with that if
exactly.
we don't want to. Yeah.
If we choose not to. We have Amanda on the line.
Hey, Amanda.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
We absolutely loved your text. So tell us about your family situation.
So I was married for 2.5 years, had my daughter, and then we got divorced when she was about 10 or 11 months old. Mm. And I was contemplating sacrificing my own happiness to have my family. And I was going back and forth with the idea. And even though I was miserable, and we are now almost 4 years in, and she is in two beautiful, loving homes mm-hmm. than one toxic home. Mm. And she has four parents that absolutely adore her. So at the end of the day, it was the best decision we ever made.
Yeah.
And like you had mentioned, she sees everything that goes around her, and she sees that I'm in love with her stepfather
And she knows what love in a relationship
she
looks
knows
like,
exactly.
right?
She's yeah. very well aware of what love is, and she sees us hug and kiss, and she finds it so beautiful. And
aww.
I couldn't have asked for better. Honestly, I'm so happy.
Amazing.
I know it was probably really scary to do it when she was so young, because I know that was one of my concerns when I yes. divorced, was my daughter was so young and I wanted to yes. provide that family unit for her. But yes. I think afterwards they realized that they received so much love. And one of the important things that I always stressed to my daughter when I was going through this was, your dad and I make really good partners and we love each other. But whatever happened between us is between us. And the love for you is never
going to change.
It's yeah. always unconditional. So whatever happened between your dad and I is one thing, but it's never going to happen to you because our love is never going to die for you.
I love that.
And our love doesn't die for each other either. It's just a different
kind of
love.
It's a different, exactly. Yeah. And you're better towards each other that way
exactly.
than you were living together.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting there in your car, maybe some tears in your eyes right now because you're struggling with this and hearing people share their stories because you're going through it. It's all good. It's going to be okay. That's what I love about, sharing your story. So thank you to our callers. Thank you to you just
yeah.
for being brave enough to say, yes, do it.
Mm-hmm.
It is better for the kids. We're not helping by waiting it out. Hey, listen, good morning. We are celebrating birthday parties next. Why are more
Who's
and more
birthday?
People doing their birthday parties months oh. later? Stop it. Stop doing
I agree.
That.
This is very
I
trendy.
Agree.
Doing it.
Coming up. Here's what's coming next on The Beat. How will I know? Next on The Beat.
It's moving season, and the Brick's here to help. For a limited time, you save the tax. Some exclusions apply. See in-store for details.
Ready to level up your workout? The Beat 92.5 and Orange Theory Fitness are hooking you up. All this week, listen to the Beat Sanka set for your chance to win one of 4 3-month unlimited memberships to Orange Theory Fitness, each worth $635 of pure strength, cardio, and motivation. A dynamic blend of strength and cardio training that supercharges your metabolism to burn more calories and build lean muscle. It's your time to crush it. Only on the Beat 92.5 with Orange Theory Fitness.
At Saint-Hubert, add a $2 scratch card to your meal and get a 1 in 4 chance to win a prize, such as a tasty treat, Saint-Hubert merchandise, or a trip to Mexico. Scratch for a good cause and support the Saint-Hubert Foundation.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
They say nothing is lost and nothing is created, but that everything is transformed. Énergir is transforming too. We're putting our network to work so our clients consume less energy and more efficiently. We're putting our network to work to distribute less and less fossil fuels. And we're putting our network to work to ensure complementary energies that benefit society as a whole. Énergir is advancing into the energy transition and has no intention of stopping, because we lose nothing when we transform. Énergir. Imagine energy differently.
This week in the IGA Flyer.
Cut.
What do you mean cut? I was just getting started.
Yeah, I know, but the grocers just made some last-minute price changes.
Meaning more savings?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this week in the IGA Flyer, revised by your grocers, fresh steelhead trout fillets are $8.99 per pound. Selected fresh European Cypre sausages are $4.44 per pound. Montelier carbonated natural spring water is $5.49 for a pack of 10.
When they revise prices, they go all in.
IGA, food is everything, and so are savings. Until May 28th at participating IGA stores. Details in Flyer.
Selling your home? Depodium Mini Entrepot has a location near you with secure and affordable storage solutions so you can upsize, downsize, or whatever you need size. Make it easy on yourself. Buy Canadian, store Canadian. Try 4 weeks free at depodium.com.
In the summer, the going never stops. If I'm not mowing the lawn and organizing the garage, then I'm in the garden, watering the garden, weeding the garden, or pulling the dog out of the garden. The only time I do ever stop is to give blood, and I'll never stop doing that.
Book an appointment on the Emma Quebec website.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes. Had a great roomie. So dependable. Great with money. Amazing what they could do with 45 bucks. And fast. Like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
The Big Top is back in Montreal. Discover the wonders of Mexico with Luzia by Cirque du Soleil. After sold-out shows, the worldwide fan favorite is here for a limited run. Luzia, only through August 24th, under the Big Top at the Old Port of Montreal. Luzia thanks its presenting partner Sun Life and official partners Air Canada, Lexus, and MasterCard. Get your tickets now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
It's a Honda.
So, creme brulee or blueberry pie?
I don't know, dearest. They both look good.
With two tempting options like the Honda CR-V or CR-V Hybrid, the choice may be a little difficult.
I'll take both.
So we'll go half and half.
Oh, if we must.
We must.
Built in Canada with local and imported parts, it's no surprise the CR-V is Canada's best-selling hybrid vehicle. Lease the 2025 CR-V Hybrid from 1.99% up to 24 months. It's a Honda. Upon credit approval, details at honda.ca.
Big spring sale at Serre-Grey Outlet Montreal. Up to 85% off ceramics, plumbing, countertops, and installation products. Italian porcelain from 99 cents per square foot. For quality and unbelievable prices, visit Serre-Grey Outlet now until June 1st. 9030 Boulevard de l'Acadie near Marché Central.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days.
Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
How do you feel about somebody that doesn't do their birthday anywhere close to their actual birthday?
You mean celebrating their birthday.
And we're talking about kids. We're talking about kids.
Mainly.
Stop doing it, please. Okay, just stop it. First, let's take a look at Montreal traffic for Adonis. For fresh quality fruit, Adonis is your destination until May 28th. Today, yellow peaches are $1.49 per pound. Kim, what's up?
A little on the heavier side, Champlain backing to the tracks, and it gets crowded. Nuns Island right through to Turcotte. Jacare North is crowded the length. Mercier, 132s at the Big Bear, 138 Robbie's, and it stays slow to the 20. 20 East, the Gallipot backing to Cardinal Leger. It's crowded. St. Charles, the Sources, slows between 55th and 1st. Westbound side slows Angrignon to Norman, and 40 East, Illitores through the 30-40 split. It gets crowded. Sources to the 13 fills in at Cavendish. A new A&E series proving that sometimes it's really the parents who need a timeout. Parent Wars, new episodes Tuesdays at 10 only on A&E. I'm Kim Curran on The Beat 92.5. The Beat 92.5.
Shout out to my son, Benji, who a few minutes ago heard my voice in the car and said, "Hi, Daddy."
He's so cute.
Hi, Benji.
He's so adorable.
Aww. Daddy loves you. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. And how do you feel if you get a kid's birthday party invitation 6 months after the kid's actual birthday?
Or a couple of months after. It doesn't need to be 6 months.
Sorry, 4.5 months.
A while after.
Or his actual... You can tell which side you're on.
Or how about before the birthday? So, yeah, I mean, this has happened to me. Actually, my daughter just went to her friend's birthday party on the weekend, but her friend's birthday isn't until the end of July. But the reason why the mom did this is because they're not in school. Mm. So she wanted to throw her daughter a birthday party with her friends from school because some of them go on summer vacations or they go to camp, et cetera, et cetera. So she does this every year.
Right.
And I'm kind of like, but it's not her birthday.
It's not her birthday. I was at a birthday party on the weekend, and I was talking to one of the moms. She said her son's birthday is Christmas Day, December 25th.
Yeah.
And because, well, that sucks, they end up doing the birthday party in the summer. Mm-hmm. So it's 6 months. I was like,
what's wrong with that?
You can't do that.
Yes,
that
you
is
can.
Not the birthday.
It's not the birthday.
It's not the birthday, but you could still celebrate the birthday with the close people around you, like your family. You can have your birthday on that special day.
That's your
but
birthday
then,
party.
Exactly.
No, because here's the thing. You have to take in consideration different people's situations. So Noah's birthday isn't on March 11th, so it always falls spring break. So everybody's away the week before, and then the week after, everybody's always sick with gastro because they got sick on their trip. So it honestly is like horrific. And I also live in a very, very small house, and to try to have 15 to 20 kids, especially at a young age, at your house in a small home where they can't play outside and run. Trust me, been there, done that. It was so horrific that I started to have birthday parties indoors at places where I had to pay a fortune to have birthday parties for my kids. So I think that if you choose to, I've never done this myself, but if you choose to have a birthday party in the summer where you could have it outside, you can invite more friends. It doesn't matter as long as you have one birthday party a year.
No.
It doesn't matter when you have
You're still going to celebrate it.
You know what? I feel like, okay, so my daughter and I are both 1 week apart in October, and I feel there's a window for you to celebrate your birthday.
Yes.
I think we were talking about that. So I think like either 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after to celebrate your birthday, that's your birthday, right? But it's like, if my daughter told me, well, I never had a pool party because I'm born in October, and then all of a sudden I decide to invite people in July to celebrate my daughter's birthday that's supposed to be in October, is a little weird.
Why?
Because it's not her birthday.
I know it's not her birthday, but she chose not to have a birthday party near her birthday.
No,
right?
Because she wants to have a
exactly.
pool party.
But okay, but if you want to make it specific because that you want to do something different. But as an adult, we can choose to do that. We could say, for example, it's my 50th birthday coming soon. Instead of celebrating in March, let's go on a trip this summer, and that's going to be my birthday. And it's okay as an adult, so why isn't it okay as a kid?
A trip is a different thing.
I don't think so. It's a celebration. As long as it's one a year, if you, Lee, said to me, oh, Claudia, I'm going to have a party on my birthday, but I'm also going to have a pool party, but I'm also going to have a trip, but I'm going to say, whoa, how many times do we have to celebrate your birthday?
I know, but clearly.
But if you have one celebration a year for your birthday, what's wrong with that?
I know, but clearly they're rejigging the schedule of the birthdays because they want the friends to participate
in
the birthday.
And that's put yourself as a kid. Wouldn't you want your friends to be at your birthday party too? It kind of sucks when you only have two people available.
It sucks. But maybe dad should have been more responsible when
No, it's not funny because there's nothing more traumatizing. And I know because this happened to me, and maybe that's why I have such a like hard time with and a personal take on it. When you have a birthday party and there's only one or two people at your birthday party, let me tell you, and you see others that have all these kids there and they're getting all these gifts. I know it sounds superficial,
but
for a young child, those things are important. And so to me, it's like, if you're going to have more people and you're going to be able to celebrate and feel loved and feel supported by your friends, and it happens 5 months, 6 months later, who cares? It's like a champagne problem a little bit.
But it's not your birthday party. Just have people over.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people that I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one who thinks that.
Okay.
I can't be the only one who thinks that. I'm sure there are other people who are with me. If not, well, that's okay. I'm weird.
So if you've thrown a birthday party for your kid nowhere close to their actual birthday, 92925. We won't jump at you. We just don't understand.
We're getting so many texts.
So many. It's unbelievable. Keep them coming in. Here's a little apete on the Beat Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I put it. gay. Are you ready? Cause I'm coming to get you. Get you, get you.
OMG, the messages
what
coming
did we do?
In, what we started something. So listen, first of all, talking about having a kid's birthday party nowhere close to the actual birthday, maybe it's an inconvenient time, so you reschedule it. Our text line is completely flooded. Another way you could always reach us, by the way, is on the Kajiko app. There's a little message bubble. You can hit us up right there because, oh my God, I feel like we struck a chord here.
Yes. The text line's having a party. That's for sure.
The text line is definitely having a party.
Isn't it its birthday?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, we got this text in. Having a military dad who deployed often for lengthy times, we always celebrated our two kids' birthdays, now 20 and 18 years old, when their papa was home close to their birthdays and had a birthday the week or weekend of their birthdays. In recent years, they both have thanked us for doing this. They love the memories they have as a part of their childhood with their dad.
So there's so many beautiful reasons to do it. I get it. I understand it. I'm not trying to rain on anyone's parade. It's just very much so. Then just throw a party.
Yes.
Put it in a little get together, a little picnic in the park in July.
Don't call it a birthday party.
But then there's no gifts.
Well, it's up to them, Ed, to bring a gift or not. But I mean, if your birthday is in October and you're like, I'm going to do it in July because I want to have a pool party, it's not your birthday. It's a party.
But you know what?
It's
a birthday pool party.
We are getting some texts. Yes. Everybody is. There's two teams here,
two
right?
Two teams, definitely.
Like, sorry, kid, your birthday is now, but you got to wait for cake until July. No, don't mess around with birthdays. Birthdays are meant to be on the day you're born. That's one text.
And that's because that side, when we're talking about it, I know you're not going to want to make your kid wait 6 months. So I guarantee you in 99% of these cases, you're throwing the birthday party 6 months later in the summer because it's beautiful. But I guarantee you, at the actual birthday, you're still kind of celebrating.
For sure you are. With your family.
So
with
absolutely. Two birthday parties.
No, because there's always a birthday party with family, and then there's the birthday party with your friends. It's completely different.
Okay, sorry, Claudia. I don't agree. I'm born in November, and as a kid, I was always jealous because my sister is born in August and always had pool parties. Mm-hmm. The solution was that I had my birthday party in the house in November, and then I would invite my friends for a pool party in the summertime. Nothing stops parents from having random parties for their kids in the summer just because it's nice outside. A birthday party should be celebrated during the month that you are born.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And if you have no room in your house or live in an apartment, it's nice to be able to play outside. We have Melissa on the line. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we'd like to know how your daughter celebrates her birthday.
Yeah, so my daughter is older now, but when she was young, she, you know, unfortunately her birthday is very close to Christmas, so it's winter, it's, you know, you're kind of in the house, it's not as fun, mm-hmm. and close to Christmas, so people didn't really have a lot of time to do that kind of stuff. So we would have her birthday, we would celebrate her birthday with family and mm-hmm. close friends at home, but then in the summer and like right before like school let out, we would have like a big pool party for her. It just wasn't for her birthday. I like, for me, the only difference is she didn't get presents, and as far as I was concerned, I'm fine with that. Like, her friends were there, she enjoyed herself, mm-hmm. And gave her an opportunity to have a party, and she could invite everybody she wanted, but it just wasn't for her birthday. That was it.
It was a get together more than her birthday party.
Exactly.
Okay.
It was exactly like a birthday party. You know, she could invite everybody she wanted.
But there was no cake. There was no singing happy birthday.
Exactly.
So she didn't. She never really sang "Happy Birthday" with her friends.
Happy pool party. to you.
Thank you so much for sharing, Melissa. We appreciate it.
What are you guys doing this weekend?
I am not going to your birthday party.
Do you want to celebrate my birthday?
I'd love to. Is there going to be cake?
Yeah, for sure. But it's not my birthday. My birthday is October.
Is your pool clean?
This is like the
my pool is clean.
Equivalent to a participation medal.
No, it's not. I will celebrate your birthday with you once a year, Natasha. So if it's you choose that it's this weekend, it's this weekend. I will bring you a gift. But then don't invite me 2 months from now. One birthday celebration.
But it's not my birthday.
It's almost time for Can't Beat Lee. And if you missed it yesterday, I'm happy you did because I lost. So it is totally possible
you
for you to win
lose.
This family pass to IMAX TELUS to check out the T-Rex 3D, greatest of all tyrants, coming up real soon. Why don't you text your name now, 92925. If you, my friend, want to play, let's take a look at what traffic is looking like.
All 13 South congested, the 640 to Henry Bourassa, then Côte d'Alias to the 20. 15 South, you're off and on from Blainville right down to the Met. Met West slow, but moving from Ray Lawson to Côte d'Alias. 40 East, Illatorte backing through that 30-40 split. It gets crowded to Tecumseh to Côte Vertu, where it starts to fill in for DeCary. And 20 East, Gallipeau backing to Cardinal Leger, then it slows Woodland to Sources and 55th to First. Starting this Friday, visit PharmaPree for the bonus redemption event. Get more for your points. Valid in-store and online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
Coming up on The Beat. Coming up on The Beat.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-Vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-Vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-Vous.
Hey, hun, I was thinking, do you want to
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea!
Chill out and watch a movie?
Until May 28th, get lounge chairs for just $79.97 each.
BMR. Built for pros. Conditions apply.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, six-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Every time a vehicle backs up on a construction site, there are risks. But with proper traffic planning, clear signage, and by following safety measures, these risks can be eliminated. Employers and employees, together, let's be sure to follow the guidelines for safe driving and backing up on construction sites. A message from the CNESST.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Scarrow from West Island Mission. With summer upon us, we need your help more than ever. Remember, hunger doesn't take a vacation. Together, let's make a difference. To donate, visit wimwa.org. In the community, for the community, by the community.
Well, Joe, any leads on the case?
Unclear, Lieutenant.
Unclear?
Comes with age, Lieutenant. I think I'm farsighted.
I see.
We've reframed our two-for-one sale at New Look. Come see it to believe it. Until June 28th, conditions apply. Chantal Gravel, optician.
Lobster is back at Casa Grec. For a limited time, enjoy delicious broiled Gaspé lobster served with all the trimmings. Or create your own combo by adding a half lobster to the main course of your choice. Hurry in and don't forget to bring your own wine. Casa Grec, for real good Greek.
Welcome to Quebec's number one destination for vehicle lease transfers, leasebusters.com. Whether you're looking to bust your current lease or find your next vehicle on your own terms, visit leasebusters.com.
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. And BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your first aid cabinets are stocked, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas apparel program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Walmart has thousands of made-in-Canada items all at everyday low prices. Like a 5-pound bag of your Fresh Market potatoes for only $3.97 each. Shop more low prices on items made in Canada today at Walmart.
Montreal, are you ready? July 16th through 27th, Just for Laughs is back in a big way. The biggest comedy festival bringing you the biggest names around. Tom Segura, Russell Peters, Adam Ray is Dr. Phil Live, Fortune Famester, Michel Buteau, Kumail Nanjiani, Mae Martin, Russell Howard, Nick Mohammed, Danny Boy, and many more. For a limited time only, get 20% off tickets to the Just for Laughs galas. Get your tickets now at hahaha.com and laugh loud. Than ever.
Hi, it's Tam, Tell-Aid Montreal. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here to listen 24/7. It's free and confidential everywhere in Quebec. Call 1-877-935-1101. Tell-Aid Montreal. It feels good to be heard.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Campbell. You just won a trip to New York.
Yuck!
Not again.
Uncomfortable? Fenplas. Comfort at last. Save with the Fenplas 7th product free promotion. Details in store. Fenplas windows and doors. Made right here.
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy a refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Almost time for Can't Beat Lee. Is it going to be 2 days in a row that someone takes me down?
Oh, yeah.
Let's find
Let's
out.
Do it.
First, Kim, traffic. What's up?
It's a busy one. Champlain backing to the tracks. Then it bogs down at Atwater to Kerry North. Then congested the length. Mercier, 132 is at the Big Bear, 138 Good Leafs, and it stays slow to the 20. 20 East now. The Gallipole's back into Cardinal Leger. It slows Woodland to Sources, but then it jams up at Bouchard for an accident at first. 40 East, Illitoris backing through the 30-40 split. Gets crowded to Tecumseh to Côte-Vertu, where it starts to fill in for DeCary. Starting Friday, visit Farmer Free for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points, valid in-store and online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
You know you're pretty smart.
But he's positive you can't beat Lee.
Oh, but Lee was beaten yesterday.
Hey, we don't need to harp on the past. Let's just move into the future.
Like a birthday party?
Not that far into the future.
Okay, we've got Andrea on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Andrea, did you hear what happened yesterday?
I didn't hear it, but I'm going to try for a 3 for 3 today.
Yes. Oh, that'd be awesome, possum. So we've got a great prize for you on the line if you can beat Lee this morning.
That's right. When you beat Lee this morning, you will win a family pass to visit the IMAX TELUS Theater. Make sure to check out IMAX TELUS Theater's T-Rex 3D, Greatest of All Tyrants, that is happening right now.
Very cool. Thank you.
Okay, Lee, get out of here.
Come on, T-Rex, get out of here.
He's trying to send messages, subliminal messages to you. But you're not going to let that happen, are you, Andrea?
I am not.
All right. Awesome. So we've got 30 seconds on the clock, 6 questions in front of me that progressively get harder. You could choose to pass. We will not be going back to them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. The 3 maritime provinces are Nova Scotia, PEI, and what?
Prince Edward Island. That was Nova Scotia, New Brunswick.
Which grows faster, fingernails or toenails?
Fingernails.
Dermatologist and TV star Dr. Sandra Lee is better known as Dr. What?
Pimple popper.
St. Joseph's Oratory is located on what street?
Côte St. Catherine.
A peanut is not a pea or a nut. What is it? All right. That was a tough one, that one. I don't think I even knew that. Okay, we're going to bring Lee back into the studio. All right, Lee.
She's a smarty, Lee.
She is.
No, I just want to say, for the record, I don't think you can beat me today. You want to know why?
Uh-oh.
It's my first day ever wearing glasses.
I know.
And I feel smarter already.
You look smarter.
I do.
That's for sure.
But looks can be deceiving, whoa! So let's go.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
The three maritime provinces are Nova Scotia, PEI, and what?
New Brunswick.
Which grows faster, fingernails or toenails?
Fingernails.
Dermatologist and TV star Dr. Sandra Lee is better known as Dr. What?
Pass.
St. Joseph's Oratory is located on what street?
Queen Mary.
A peanut is not a pea or a nut. What is it?
A legume.
How many moons does planet Neptune have?
16.
Oh. That was quick.
You are smarter with your glasses.
Oh, hello. 16 moons. Oh,
okay, so Andrea came in at 3. Lee, by the way, it's Dr. Pimple Popper.
I was like, it's the only famous dermatologist.
Yeah, I don't understand why people love that show. It grosses me out. Okay, anyway.
So satisfying.
It is
so gross. I love it.
So Andrea knew that. Lee did not. And then St. Joseph's Oratory is indeed located on Queen Mary. Yeah. Lee got that. Andrea did not. The peanut is indeed a legume. Lee got that.
I never understood that. I find that a legume such a weird thing. Like, what do you mean?
And how many moons does a planet Neptune have?
I know that's right.
You got that right as well. Andrea did not get to it. So, final tally, Andrea at 3 and Lee is at 5.
Ooh. The glasses do make me smile. Yeah.
Andrea, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I hope that you had fun. Okay, so we do have a family pass to visit the IMAX TELUS Theater to make sure to check out the new movie, T-Rex 3D, Greatest of All Tyrants. If you text the word...
Legume.
To
92925. Best of luck to you. Three things you need to know coming up in just a few minutes, including the way that you get onto the STM is going to be changing. you ever tell yourself something just to make yourself feel better? Because that's what Claudia's been doing all day. All day long.
I'm still waiting for my good luck to happen. Because last night, as I was chatting with my neighbors, because it was such a beautiful night yesterday, right? The kids were played out in the street. It was right after dinner. And we're all chatting. And all of a sudden, I feel something brush my hair and fall on my shoulder. And it's warm and gooey and disgusting. I got pooped on by a bird.
That's the worst.
It is. And I started acting like a child. I spread my arms like really far apart with my hands. And I started going, ew, ew. And I started dancing in the street. And Jason was like, what are you doing? I'm like, ew. He's like, well, go wash it off. I'm like, I can't. It's so warm and gross.
So I'm one of those immature people who are just going to laugh at you. I laugh at people. Like, I laugh when people fall, which you're not supposed to. I laugh when bird poo gets on somebody. I'm so sorry, but the image of you doing that just makes me laugh. But I don't know. Isn't it supposed to be good luck?
Well, so that's what one person said. They're like, oh, it's good luck. And I'm
so
like,
do
okay,
you
should
know
I?
Why?
Why?
You want to know why?
Yes,
okay,
please.
So the origin of the bird poop on you stems from Russia, and according to the superstition, good luck and financial fortune may come your way if a bird poops on you or your car. They're thinking the myth originates because of the odds of a bird actually pooping on you are so low because of the, you know,
that's
the target that you are.
Hold on, so it's financial luck?
No,
mainly money?
No,
money.
It's mostly bird poo.
No, but is it? But the luck that they're talking about is money?
My gosh,
my horoscope told me that I was going to have an amazing financial day. Guys!
Go buy a lottery ticket.
I'm going to buy a lottery ticket.
Go feed the birds at the park.
I thank you, bird, for blessing me.
But I also think there's different ways. Like, if it falls on you, it's a different kind of luck. If it falls on your car, it's another kind of luck. Like, there's all these superstitions about birds pooing on certain things.
Oh, okay. Depends where it falls.
Huh. Right. It fell on your head. Did you wash your hair?
Do I have to answer that question? I did not feel the warmth in my hair. I felt
those
it on
are
my shoulder.
Not great. Never mind.
Gross.
Between us, you were like my best friend. The one I used to run and talk to when me and my girl was having problems.
That's right.
You used to say it'll be okay, suggest little nice things I should do. And when I go home at night and lay my head down, all I seem to think about was you and how you make me want to be the one I'm with. Ooh, yeah. So a new relationship with you. You're the one that hooked us up, knowing it should have been you. What's sad is that I love her, but I'm falling for you. What should I do? Should I tell my baby bye-bye? Should I do exactly what I feel inside? I don't want to go, don't need to stay, but I really need to get it together. Too strong.
Good morning. So you do remember the SAAQ's big project, Saclic?
How could we forget?
Right? Saclic pas partout. Okay, it's in big doo-doo. It was supposed to save money and fix its finances, but instead it's the opposite, and the organization is now in serious trouble. How much trouble? Would you like to know? Because I would like to tell you.
Okay, yes.
Their How much deficit, trouble? Their deficit yeah. will soon hit $1 billion. Now, what does goodness. One do when they're in financial trouble?
Cry.
Cry, yes, number one.
I'm picturing all
They've probably been, you know, they've been through that, but yeah. now they're looking for money in places they perhaps shouldn't. So the board of directors reportedly considered using money from a special fund meant to compensate accident victims, which is...
That's awful.
So immoral. You Disgusting. Cannot do that. One of the lawyers said that it was like dipping into the treasure of Quebecers to fix a mistake that they shouldn't have happened
that
in the first
so
place.
That is so sketchy. Yeah.
Right?
That is so ridiculous. That is,
it leaves a bitter taste in your mouth,
yes.
doesn't it?
Repulsive.
That's so corrupt.
Yeah. Not happy with Saclic.
Can we just abolish Saclic and everybody who came up with the idea and who works for them? Because this is ridiculous. As a Montrealer, doesn't this infuriate you?
It does, but at the same time, right? You paid money towards this.
That's
so
why I'm
throwing
furious.
Some of your money into the garbage.
Saclic pas.
No,
like
exactly.
Saclic pas.
Okay.
Okay, you know what else doesn't work? The monarchy, according to Quebecers. So pretty much minutes after King Charles' plane took off yesterday, the National Assembly in Quebec City voted unanimously in favor of cutting ties with the monarchy. Yeah, so it was Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, the Parti Québécois, that tabled this whole thing. Everybody agreed. But what does it mean? Literally nothing. Literally
it's
nothing.
It's just an opinion.
It is not even, yeah, it's symbolic.
It's symbolic, but that's that.
So instead of focusing on things that matter and that can actually help Quebecers, they played make-believe yesterday afternoon and did this vote.
Yeah, just like the king and queen are make-believe too. Okay. All right. So you're talking about things that don't work. Here's something that could possibly work. Tap payments are finally going to be tested on the STM buses and metros.
That's amazing.
For a limited time. Yeah. There's a couple of chosen people who are going to be going through this on July 1st as a study by the city to see if using your smartphone when you take the bus and the metro will be easier on everybody rather than looking for your Opus card,
yes.
right?
Or so, your change.
Or your change. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if it does work, it looks like a starting in the fall, anybody who does take public transportation will just use their smartphone.
It's kind of scary, don't you think, that everything's on your phone now? Like you can, you know, purchase things with your phone.
How
don't
are we like not it. Already doing this?
I'm
though?
Not.
That's
no.
the thing. How is it not already happening? It so, just seems like backwards.
It causes me anxiety when I see people, they have their credit cards
me
and
too.
Their bank cards and everything is on their phone. And, you know, they open their car doors with their phone.
Yeah.
No. What happens if you lose your phone?
What happens if you lose your purse, your wallet? That's the exact same thing. It's safer on the phone.
How so?
Because it is encrypted and locked, and you know I can just take your purse right now, and I have access to your cards. I could just go.
Oh,
tap
he's
it.
Natasha. He just changed my mind. I think.
Leave for prime minister.
Hey, Saclic, Saclic, Saclic,
Saclic. Leak, click.
Oh boy.
How's the drive?
Oh, 40 East Illatorte backing through that 30-40 split gets crowded St. John's to Côte-Vertu where it starts to fill in for DeCary. 20 East, our trouble spot, Gallipot backing to Cardinal Léger. Then it slows Woodland to Sources, but then it jams up at the Dorval Circle for an accident at First Avenue. Also has westbound side stop and go from Turcotte to Norman. For fresh quality produce, Adonis is your destination until tomorrow or till today. 1 kilogram Saputo mozzarella cheese blocks are just $9.99 each. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
You're probably smiling from ear to ear right now. Why? Because you're outside or in your car, but you're seeing the sunshine and it's going to be a gorgeous day. And we all feel better when it's sunny. So today, sunshine with a high of 28. Tomorrow, I'm not even going there. Today, sunshine at 28. It's 18 right now.
So based on the beautiful day ahead and what yesterday was like for you, what does this weather make you feel like doing? Okay, 92925. What are you inspired to do when it's beautiful outside? Hey, in the next few minutes, we have three of the most iconic women in music, Rihanna, Dua Lipa, and Beyonce. It's almost 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Certified quality, and that the girl I'm needing to cry for every day without apology. Want them the right way, that's my policy. Yeah, right. Shun the ball alongside Beyonce. I know you dig the way me step, the way me make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because it cannot be denied. Come take me in at the night, I make her get it amplified. But I quit for run the ship, and I go slip, and I go slide. In other words, the love I got to give it certified. For giving the toughest, longest time for mine. Girl.
Baby boy, stay on my mind.
Sunshine.
Don't fight it. Don't
it's
you
here.
Dare.
Don't we love
fight
it.
The sunshine. Don't fight the moonlight. Blame it on the boogie.
That's right.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
It is absolutely beautiful outside today. It's another day. What's the high?
The high is 28 today.
That's summer.
28.
Yeah. Yes.
Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club, and we are just so excited for what today has in store. But that sunshine does something different. It hits different.